This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. One day after the United States handed authority to an interim government in Iraq, military officials are investigating a video that purports to show a kidnapped U.S. soldier being executed. Private Keith Maupin was taken hostage in April near Baghdad, and his whereabouts haven't been known since. NPR's Emily Harris is in Baghdad. What more can you tell us about this videotape?
Well, Renee, Al Jazeera is showing this morning a very short piece of video. It shows a person with his back to the camera. He's sitting sort of slumped over. It's dark, and the person appears to be outside. Al Jazeera says the rest of the video, which it is not airing now, although it did air this late last night, shows the person being shot and falling over into a hole. Jazeera is identifying this person as Private Keith Matthew Maupin. In fact, they start the video report of old pictures of him from when he was kidnapped back in April. He went missing, you might remember, in early April when a convoy was attacked west of Baghdad. He was shown on a video alive about a week after that. In those pictures, he was sitting on the floor with armed men on either side. He was wearing his floppy army hat. He identified himself and said he wished he were home with his baby son. Until this more recent report that he may have been executed, nothing has been heard from him, and the U.S. military says it's checking out the video and the report of his death, but has not actually confirmed anything yet.
Emily, other hostages are being held, several Turks and apparently an American Marine. Also, more attacks today on U.S. forces.
That's right, Renee. There's a report today of an explosion near a U.S. military convoy in Baghdad that might have killed some U.S. Marines. There were four loud explosions in Baghdad last night, probably mortar fire, and those appeared to target the Green Zone, where the U.S.-led administration had had its headquarters until it dissolved yesterday, and where the U.S. embassy is now. There were no reports of injury from that. Other hostages, the military says it is still investigating the case of Corporal Wasef Hassoun. He's a Marine who has been missing from his unit for more than a week now. And pictures of a blindfolded man, presumed to be him, who looks like him, and pictures of Hassoun's Marine ID were shown on television starting early yesterday morning. There have been several Turkish workers kidnapped in the past few days. There are reports right now that some of them are freed. A Pakistani worker here is still being held captive. And at some point, all of these people have been threatened with death.
What are Iraqis saying about the surprise, secret, and quite subdued transfer of power that took place yesterday, 2 days ahead of schedule?
Subdued is a good word. There haven't been any wild celebrations in the street or anything like that. We've been out talking to people this morning, and they're quite happy about it, though. They're very glad that this has happened, although hopeful might be a better word than happy. People say they are backing this new interim government, but also watching to see if it is actually able to solve their problems. Number one problem, still security, meaning both stopping bombs from going off and stopping ordinary crime. Electricity is still a big concern. Jobs, these are all the things that Iraqi people have wanted since the end of the war 14 months ago. Today in Baghdad doesn't feel a lot different than yesterday in Baghdad did. There are still U.S. patrols on the street, still Iraqi police out doing traffic checks. And one newspaper even said even the insurgent activities, even the attacks were sort of normal, a roadside bomb and a couple of mortars.
Iraq's interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi is expected to address the security situation in the country later today. Do you have any sense of what he's likely to say?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about some kind of emergency measures. Perhaps something as simple as a curfew in some areas. It's clear that Prime Minister Alawi is making security his top priority. Even the handover coming 2 days ahead of schedule was because of his interest in cracking down on violence. At least that's what some senior White House officials have said. The thinking is that if Iraq is seen to be in Iraqi hands, that would take some of the steam out of the insurgency and possibly damage their ability to recruit Iraqis. A number of the Iraqis we spoke to this morning said they would be willing to accept tough police measures. In fact, they'd really welcome them if they worked. U.S. troops continue to patrol here, of course, and one shoe salesman I talked to said he would even feel good about that, if U.S. troops took orders from Iraqis. And of course, that isn't the case. That's one of the ways that Iraq's sovereignty is still somewhat limited.
Thanks very much. NPR's Emily Harris speaking from Baghdad.